Hello, friends. Good to see you. So the Synod on Synodality is upon us. You know, there's some that are concerned about it within the church who believe that the Synod on Synodality has actors, people involved who believe and are promoting ideas that are contrary to the Catholic faith. And do I share these concerns? Yes, I do. I don't see how one cannot see that. For example, the head of the Synod on Synodality, the Realtor General, Cardinal Hollerich, I believe, a little while ago said that the church's teaching on homosexuality is wrong, and that the issue on blessing same-sex unions is an unsettled issue. So here we have the person in charge of the synod saying things that are contrary to the Catholic faith. So I don't see how someone can say, well, there's not actors involved in the synodality process here who are pushing ideas that are contrary to the Catholic faith. I think it's clear. So what's the worst that could happen coming out of the synod? What's the worst? Now, some might say that the worst that could happen is a document that contradicts the Catholic Church's teaching. I don't think that's the worst, because that's quite easy to recognize. I mean, in fact, that would be too easy to recognize and simply reject and say, okay, look, this is clearly wrong. What I think would be the worst to come out of the Synod on Synodality is a document that just creates more confusion. That would be the worst. And not only would that be the worst, but that would also be very unloving. Because charity, one characteristic of charity is that it's clear. Charity gives clarity. Take, for example, children. I'm the father of seven. And our oldest is 12, our youngest is like just over a year. And I go to the kids and say, kids, clean up the room. And I leave for an hour. And I come back, and the room, the toy room, is just a mess. And they haven't obviously done anything in the last hour. And I go to them and I give them a consequence. And I say, okay, no dessert for the next day or 2 days, something like that. And they say, but Dad, we did clean up the room. We cleaned up the toy room. You see, they spent an hour cleaning the wrong room. Why? Because I wasn't clear. As a father, I know it's absolutely necessary and loving for me to be clear with my children when it comes to giving them direction, setting rules within the house, matters of faith and morals in the house. It's my job as father to be clear. And when I'm not clear with them, it's unloving. Likewise, it's the church's role, job, commissioned by Jesus Christ to be clear on matters of faith and morals. Because we're not talking about just cleaning up a room and the consequence of missing out on dessert. We're talking about matters of faith and morals that have eternal consequence, heaven or hell. And not to be clear on those issues that pertain to our eternal salvation is very unloving. And so the worst that could happen coming out of the Synod on Synodality would be a document that just leaves more questions than actually gives answers. And that's what I'm worried about. Or at least that's what I'm praying. That the Lord would inspire those who are on this process of meeting this month to give a document that's absolutely crystal clear. Now, you can see others share this concern about lack of clarity within the church regarding matters of faith and morals in some areas. For example, the issue of, can the church bless same-sex unions? Can the church do that? Does the church have the authority to do that? Well, some say the church does have the authority to do that. Where, you might ask? Well, the Belgian bishops, specifically the Flemish, I think I'm pronouncing that right, bishops, came out with a document within the last year publishing a text for people to use to give blessings for same-sex couples who are seeking a blessing. Pope Francis said that the church cannot bless sin. Good statement. But yet there is no disciplinary action for these bishops who have published this text for same blessings for same-sex couples, their union. So you see here, there's a lack of clarity. And there's others within the church who see this lack of clarity. Particularly, there was five cardinals recently that submitted a dubia to Pope Francis asking for clarity on a number of matters. One of them was specifically regarding this issue: can the church bless same-sex unions? The cardinals who submitted this dubia are called Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Brandmuller, Cardinal Joseph Zinn, Cardinal Sarah, and a cardinal from Mexico, I believe. And they just ask for clarity. A dubia is a kind of a formal process where bishops or cardinals within the church can ask Vatican authorities to clarify certain matters on faith and morals. They have the authority to go to the Vatican and ask, give us clarity. And usually these questions that are presented in a yes or no format. So the cardinals asked the question about the claim that the widespread practice of blessing of same-sex unions would be in accord with Revelation and the Magisterium. It's a good question. Pope Francis responded not with a yes or no answer, gave some explanation, and then in paragraph E said, therefore, pastoral prudence must adequately discern whether there are forms of blessing requested by one or more persons that do not convey a mistaken concept of marriage. For when a blessing is requested, it is expressing a plea to God for help, a supplication to live better, a trust in a Father who can help us live better. So that was part of Pope Francis's response. I'll put the full response in the link, but some would interpret that as the Pope saying, yes, the church can bless same-sex unions. Others have interpreted his response as, no, you can't. Certainly secular media jumped on that story and said Pope Francis has opened the door for that possibility. The whole point of this video, friends, is that what we need within the church is clarity. Clarity on matters of faith and morals. And what we need to do is pray for the synod on synodality, that it would give clarity to things that matter to our eternal salvation. So friends, please comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. I appreciate that you tuned in today. It's always nice to have you here. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.